Friday morning, and it is time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, the Bills head into Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. The Bills sit atop the AFC East. Let us consider that for just a moment.
Yeah, Bills fans certainly on top of the world after four games as the season's taken a really unexpected start. To put it all in perspective, the Bills have only started 3-1 or 4-0 two other times in the entire 17-year playoff drought. 2011, they were 3-1. 2008, actually started 4-0. And the last time they did start 3-0 was 2011, which coincidentally, first loss came on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm.
So it's understandable that Bills fans are bursting with excitement after just four games of this unexpected start. Certainly a long way to go. Buffalo sports fans are also accustomed to letdowns, but this team, telling you, it's setting up to be something a little bit different in their depth and consistency through three games. You know, bear in mind, they finished the 2016 season ranked as the number 9 most penalized team. Well, they're 19th now going through four games. And the offense has given up just one turnover through four games. And the defense, well, they lead the league with fewest points allowed. So far, they look kind of like a good football team.
All right, so all that long way to go, as you said, the first step is against Cincinnati on Sunday on the road. The Bengals 1-3. How do the Bills match up?
Yeah, this is a much tougher matchup than the game initially appears. Sure, the Bengals are 1-3 with their lone win coming last week on the road over the winless Browns, but the opening spread has the Bengals as 3-point favorites coming into this game against the Bills. As inexplicable as that sounds, when you take a deeper look at the Bengals, you can understand why. Through the first two games, they were absolutely miserable, in large part because quarterback Andy Dalton was terrible with a passer rating of 47.2, among the worst in the league. Well, after two games, they replaced their offensive coordinator, and the change has been night and day for Dalton. They blew out the Browns last week on the road and nearly beat the Packers in Green Bay the week before, only to come away with a 3-point loss. And in those two most recent games, Dalton's passer rating has gone from among the worst to among the best at a little over 138. Mm. Add to that the consistency among Cincinnati's defense, which ranks 5th in points allowed and 4th in yards allowed, and you see why the matchup looks tougher than the Bengals' 1-3 record suggests. In last week's Bills game against the Falcons' offense was highly ranked while the defense was a bit more pedestrian. Now this week, if the Bengals show up with their offense the last two games, Bills are going to have a tough matchup on both sides of the ball.
Okay, that's some good information there for sure, so let's break it down. Who's going to be for the key for the Bills if they're going to win this game?
Yeah, the opportunity for the Bills to find a weakness in Cincinnati comes largely on offense, in my view. Last week, the Bills' offensive line just dominated the Falcons, getting consistently great push off the snap. This week, the Bengals' rush defense is ranked 17th in the league in rushing yards allowed per game, so this has to be a game that LeSean McCoy is looking eagerly at his role, as it should be, and could be pretty significant. Add to that the important play of the passing game against the Falcons, in which they hit for a couple deep passes, and the Bengals, they're going to have to show some respect for the passing game this week, which should, hopefully, only go to help open things up for McCoy in the running game if they're on their game. Big challenge for the offense, though. It's going to be the loss of number one receiver Jordan Matthews to thumb surgery. It's going to put more pressure and targets on tight end Charles Clay, who had a monster game against Atlanta, along with rookie Zay Jones, who has struggled mightily through four games. It'd be pretty helpful if Jones can show how he had the most receptions all time in NCAA Division I, or FBS as it's now known. Injuries happen. The Bills are to prove they're not a fluke team. It's games like this where their depth is going to need to prove it. And as for the defense, the outstanding pass defenders led by rookie corner Tre'Davious White and safety Micah Hyde, they're going to be put to the test based on Dalton's last two games. And they can and should get a big assist from the Bills' defensive line if they can collapse the pocket and get consistent pressure on Dalton. Now would be a really good time for their highest-paid player, defensive tackle Marcell Dareus, to have a big game, both in anchoring the run defense along with pushing the interior of the Bengals' offensive line right back into the pocket. Disruption like that could be really key on Sunday. So with all that, should be much more interesting game than the records show, and yet another test to see, I guess, where this unexpected season is headed.
Oh, yeah, let's bring it on for sure.
Yeah.
Cincinnati and Buffalo on Sunday. Back with you with Beyond the Playbook on Monday. And as always, Matt Sabuda, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jay.